Yeah, we were talking about Kadima. Who do you give first tzedakah to? So that was Simon. What? That was Simon Reishnun. Reishnun Aleph. So the next halacha is this halacha over here in Babasas Dafches. Yeah. Okay. So Babasas Dafches Amar Aleph. It says like this: Rebbe Pasach Oitzreis. So Rebbe opened up the Oitzreis where he had all the food stored. B'shnei Batzayrus, and it was years of famine. Amar Yichnasu Bali Mikra Bali Mishnah Bali Gemara. Anyone that knows how to learn can come in. Bali Halacha Bali Hagada. Whether you know Chumash, Mishnah, is Gemara, Halacha, Aval Amei Aretz. But if you're in Amaretz, Al Yichnasu. I'm not interested in supporting Ameiratzim in this matziv. So Dochak Reb Yonason Ben Amram. Reb Yonason Ben Amram came in. V'nichnas and he got online to get food. Amar loy, Rebbe Parnaseni, give me some food. Amar loy, Bini, give you food. Karisa, did you ever learn Chumash? Amar loy, Lav. No. Shanisa, did you ever learn Mishnais? Amar loy, Lav. Okay, so he got the picture. This guy never learned anything. Imkain, Amar loy, Lav. Imkain, but my farnasacha. So what should I be my farnas you with? So you have no schos. Amar loy, Parnaseni, kichelev vicha oirev. Like a kelev and oirev that doesn't have their own schos, and Ribbono Shel Olam gives them a zaynus anyway, right? So give me the schos of kelev oirev. So parnasay lemaisa, he gave him the food because I guess he had a good taina. Basa denafak, but afterwards Yosef Rebbe become star, but he's upset. V'amar oilish and asati piti lamaretz. I support namaretz. So no, I don't want to do that. I'm a lefana Reb Shimon by Rebbe. So Reb Shimon, his son, told him Shema Yonis and Ben Amram Talmidchahu. Maybe it was your Talmid. She'ena Roitzel Yohanes Mikavad Torah, but he didn't want that he should use his chus of being a Talmid Chacham for this purpose. So in other words, he's going to come and say, because I know Torah, that's what you're giving me. I don't want to use my chus of Torah for this. I want to keep my chus of Torah for Olam Haba. I don't want that because of this chus of Torah. It's Kadam Lachper Boy, whatever. So Mamela, he wanted to come in as an Amaretz. So Botku Ashkach V'Amar Rebbe Yichnasu HaKol, because maybe there are Talmidei Chacham there that don't want to be Mefarnes with the Chus HaTorah.
So Rebbe wasn't Chayzer from his position.
Right, he wasn't really Chayzer, but he still held that, or maybe he held that he shouldn't put Talmidei Chacham in a position that they should be forced to do Kadam Lach Parboy. So in other words,
he still holds that Amaretz.
Bets him. He bets him. He didn't want to give an Amaretz. Rebbe the Taimei, and this is all going Rebbe Lishit. It's also Dama Rebbe. What?
Is it a lack of right, or just didn't want to? It wasn't quick.
Well, you have to give tzedakah, right? And you're mechayev to give someone that comes to you. So there must have been a reason why he didn't give an Amaretz, not just because he's not in the mood. So, Rebbe the Taimei, Dama Rebbe, ain peronos bala oilam el b'shalamei aretz. The kids are all bad things in the world come because I'm maratzim. So Mamela Rebbe's like, you guys caused the hunger. Because if everyone would be Talmidei Chachamim, there would be no hunger. So you guys have caused the hunger. Now I should go ahead and support you. It wasn't interesting. The Shaila is, we have to understand this. What does this mean? We learned last week about all sorts of, whatever, last time we learned, all sorts of people the Enam Chuyiv to give. A Mumar, Rasha, this guy's an Amaretz. He keeps Shabbos, he keeps everything. He's a good Shmaka guy. A normal guy. Happens to be. He never learned. He doesn't know how to learn anything. But Stam Amaretz keeps Kol Tarkula as best as he can. So this guy, you're not mechuyev to give him stuck up. So that's the first question. The Ritva, which is the next page on the back of the Gemara, I brought that in this Ritva. The Ritva says a very nice thing here. The Ritva says, Amrin and Hassam, where it's not online, says, Kol Adam She'en Loi Bina Asur L'Rachim Olav Shenemar Ki Loi Am Bina Isu Alkein Loi Rachamenu Oiseyu Ulfisha Peronos Bala Oilam Bishvilam. So for those two reasons, first of all, Ein Loi Bina Asur L'Rachim Olav, and also because they're the source of all the Peronius in the world, therefore that's why it's no purpose in supporting them. Miu Kishimtsu B'Mekoyim Zacher, it has to be that they're going to get some somewhere. V'afil B'Yer Acheres V'lo Yomos Barav Halav Hachi Mitzvah. So if it's a question of life and death, Avada is a Yid, and he's as long as he's not a min or meshumen. Okay, so this is the Gemara Baba Basra, Rebbe Pasach Oitzra, his famous Gemara, and that Rebbe did not want to give the Amarat. Now it's a very interesting sif in Shulchan Aruch that brings this down. It's in Reish Nun Aleph, it's in the big packet. Reish Nun Aleph, which is what we're up to, Sif Yud Aleph. So he says over there, and it's very uncommon. I don't think I've ever seen this before. Not that I'm a major buck in Shulchan Aruch, but that the Shulchan Aruch goes and starts saying pshat in the Gemara. It's like it's usually not so common, but here, Reish Nun Aleph Sifyud Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch says like this, Sifyud Aleph. He says Rebbe Shai Reish Nun Beis. No. Oh, I wrote Reish Nun Beis. Oh, that's what the confusion was. Oh, I'm sorry. Reish Nun Aleph Sifyud Aleph. Actually, it's not that bad, Reish Nun Beis. It's not out of the park, but the real I was looking at Reish Nun Aleph. Reish Nun Aleph Sifyud Aleph. I'm sorry about that. It says like this: Rebbe Shaya Mitzta'er. No, Reish Nun Aleph Sifyud Aleph. No. That is Reish Nun Gimel. Rebbe Shaya Mitzta'er Shenosan Pitoy La'am Ha'aretz. So it's like the Shulchan Aruch has a kash over here. The Shulchan Aruch has a kash over here on a Gemara. It's a very uncommon thing. But the Shulchan Aruch brings down this story. The Rebbe gave his money to Na'am Ha'aretz and he didn't want it. He wanted to give it to Tamir Chamin. So the Shaila is, the Shulchan Aruch is bothered. You don't have to give tzedakah to Ha'aretzim? What does that mean? You have to get stuck to Amaratzim? He's not a min. He's not a bad guy. So Rebbe Shaya Mitzta'er Shenosan Pitei La'amaretz Mishom Tehavi Shnei Batzores U'mashaya Oichel Amaretz Yechsar L'tamol Chacham. It's only because he was limited in his funds. And therefore, if an Amaretz comes, you should give him an Amaretz Tzaka. But here, if you're going to give him Amaretz, it's going to take away from the Tamal Chacham. Halav Hachi Chayv L'Achi Yoysoy Avon Bo Lefaneinu Meis Barav. Then you have to give him no matter what. Avo Pishu So Shavaruch here is saying amazing thing. If a person's funds are limited because it's a Shnei Batzoris, so you have you can take precedent from Rebbe that a person's allowed to tell someone that comes before them and says, "Listen, I'm starving." He says, "Okay, go to the other city." When you go to the other city, what about you? Well, me, if my funds are limited, if I give you, there's chashav of people that aren't going to get. I want to give to the chashav of people. And a person has the right to do that. And fakir is that Rebbe was makbid dafka that he should be the one to give to Tamei Chacham. Now, if you have enough to give to Tamei Chacham and Amaratzim Avad, you should give both. That's what Shulchan Aruch is saying. So there's two limitations on this story of Rebbe. The first limitation is, number one, it has to be that the guy's not going to die. If the guy's not going to get from anyone else and he's going to die or he's not going to have it at all, then Avad, you have to give the Amaratz. And number two is that your funds are limited and you can't give both. But if you can give both, then Avada, you should give both. That's the limitation. That's the pshat in this story of Rebbe Pasach Oitzris. Okay.
The definition of Amaretz seems to also be learn Chumash. We would be letting know that would no longer be that.
He didn't put down. The Baal HaMikra was probably Chumash, right?
He's saying it would have been enough had he learned Mikra, because it says.
Baal HaMikra. So he learned nothing, but
What?
Is Dafka didn't get over nothing, or the higher world Mircham have higher pressure?
No, Ms. Tama, you're right. Ms. Tama, if he's not an Amaretz, it's not an Amaretz. Now,
there are very few people that are really, really Amaretz today. To
this point,
when they don't learn Chumash at all,
I mean, it says Rabbi Kiva Kishaya Amaretz. Rabbi Kiva says in Gemara Pesachim Kishayi Si Amaretz. If Tam Chacham Boy Lion Yom Kippur, I would have bit his neck off and killed him. So Amaratzim, you know, aren't Stam, you know, a nice sweet. It was a guy that had a hatred towards Torah to a certain degree also.
Because
I don't know if he's talking Mamash to that degree, but what?
Not calling him a Right.
No, I'm saying, but Rabbi Kiva also said, because
he was talking about himself.
This reminds me of that, of a story. David Orlovsky is a guy, someone I saw, and he's very funny guy. Anyway, so he says that he's on a bus one time, and he's sitting next to a guy, and the guy says, you know, whatever, you look religious, I'm an atheist. So he says, oh, you're an atheist, like, what's an atheist? So the guy proves that there's no God or something. So he says, oh, did you ever, like, where you're coming from. You know, did you read Aristotle? You know, perhaps. No. Did you read Maimonides? You know, did you read any Jewish stuff? Did you read any not Jewish stuff? No, not particularly. Did you ever read the whole Bible from cover to cover? He says, no, not really. He says, sir, you're not an atheist. You're an idiot.
That was an excuse.
What?
Yeah. Amaris doesn't just mean someone that just happened out to look.
Right. Mistama, it could be one. Okay. So now let's go. Simon Reishon and Beis. Right now, Simon Reishon and Beis. We're going to skip a shtickle right now. Simon Reishon and Beis is Hilchus is a Pidyon Shvuyim over here. So Pidyon Shvuyim is obviously is in the Gab, but we touched on it already in the past in terms of the Kedima, that the Shulchan Aruch says that Pidyon Shvuyim is mamish pikuach nefashis and all that. But I want to skip now. I want to, even though we're pretty much going in order, but I want to go to Simon Reishon and Gimel. Okay, it's a little bit more than I get, but we're learning. Okay? Simon Reishon Nun Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch says the following. Mi sheyesh loy mozoin shtei su'udais. We're going to start talking about what is the gedder of an ani. What's the gedder of an ani of somebody that's allowed to collect tzedakah? So, mi sheyesh loy mozoin shtei su'udais, lo yito ma tamchui. If someone has enough to eat two meals, he shouldn't take from the soup kitchen.
That's one day's food.
Yeah, mazon arba asher sudis is enough to eat for 2 weeks. Lo yito me'akupa, he shouldn't take from the kupa. Now the mafarshim say we don't have a tamcho in a kupa nowadays that's limited to these things. A tamcho in a kupa was literally like a food kitchen. It was like they supported people on a daily basis. They would come in. That's not our mahalach of tzedakah. That's what mafarshim say. Avada, the mafarshim say we also have it, but we don't limit ourselves to these rules. Okay, but the next rule is negeah. It says, if a person has 200 zuz, he doesn't make money. He has money in the bank, and that's it. If he eats it, it's whatever he eats, it's going down in his bank account. He's not making any money. This is what he has. If he has 200 zuz, or 25% of that, but he makes money. He does business, he makes money. Lo yitol tzedakah. So if a person has 200 zuz, so now, if he has only 199 zuz and he doesn't make money, he can get plenty that time because he's getting, so he's an ani. Once he got money, he can get a big check. And once he gets a big check, he's back to, you know, next time he can't collect. Okay? Now, so this is the probably one of the most important halachas that people ask about, which is people want to know, am I going to give this guy tzedakah? Is this guy right to get tzedakah? Or a person's other, on the other end, am I allowed to take tzedakah? What's my matziv? So here, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, it's telling 200 zuz of a principal, or 50 zuz of a guy making money. Now, what does that mean exactly? How does that translate into nowadays? So if you look at Siv Beis, and a lot of the Mefarshim say that Siv Beis is not really arguing so much in Siv Aleph. It's really explaining it more. Siv Beis says, Yesh Oymim, Shaloi Nemru Hashi'urim Halalu, Ela B'Yimeihem. It's really back then. Nowadays it goes, if you have Karen, Siv Beis, Karen Kadeshi Yisparnes, after the Ramah. Hu uvnei beisai me'arevach v'dvarm shel tamen. It has to be that the person has a keren that he can make money. Basically, in other words, the amount is irrelevant. It doesn't go by 200 or 50. It goes by what your parnasa is. So this is what the mafarshim say nowadays. This is what it depends on. Okay? Is this siv and shachra? What is the classification of someone who's allowed to collect stock? So what was 200 zuz, and how do we translate that into nowadays? 200 zuz, the Gemara tells us, is the shear that a person can live on for 1 year. So that means a person has to have it in the bank. If a person's not making money, he's unemployed, he's out of a job, and he's not going to get a job, he's not capable of getting a job, and he has no money. He has no income. He has no income at all. But he has 200. But he has 200 zuz, which is the equivalent of a parnasa for 1 year. So a person has to take that. How much does it take for a person with his amount of kids living normal, not extravagant, but you know, not dachuk dafka, living whatever they need to live for 1 year, if they have that in the bank? So nice. That most people don't have that in the bank. Because that's what? Yeah.
Question is, what do you consider that for a family of whatever it is?
Yeah, whatever it is, most people don't have it. Because so this gather of 200 zuz is pretty much not sonegeya. Most people don't have that. An usher has that much money in savings and whatever.
use that same logic, they probably don't even have the 50 zuz with the parnassus.
No. So we'll see what the 50 zuz is. But if we go back to the end of Sif Aleph, okay, I'm sorry for making it back and forth, but go back to the Sif Aleph now. It says, V'imesh leharbei, v'hu alav b'choiv. Let's say he has assets, but it's in a choiv, oishim m'mushkon and l'ksuvas ishtoi, harizayitol, he has no money, it's all choivis. V'imesh lebayis, but let's say he has real estate, u'kli bayis harbei, v'ein lemasayim zuz, harizayitol. If you live in a house, and the house has a lot of value, okay, you bought it in Flatbush in the 60s, and now you could sell for $2 million, doesn't make a difference. That's where you live. I'm not going to tell you to sell your house. And same thing, you have beautiful silver and china, whatever. You don't sell that. That's your kli tashmish. Limkor kli beisoy. I feel him shall kasev azov. But medvar mur bechli achila v'shtil umalbush umatzois. Bed, clothing, your kli achila. V'kayotze ben avo magarera oy ali shehem shall kasev. You have extra stuff. It's not your kli tashmish. Moichram v'lo yitom etzdaka. That goes into your cheshvan of the 200 zuz. So as a person has assets,
he's got a gold watch or something,
that's nothing to do with anything, right? Okay, now, so that means that if you have real estate, and you have assets that are tied up, so if they're a choiv, and if you sell it, you're just going to end up paying the mortgage back, whatever. Okay, but Maisa, if you have assets, or you have property you could sell, that does go into the cheshbon. So now, maybe, a guy could be out of a job, but Yitaka has assets. Now, it's not liquid, it's tied up. So right. Does that mean he can now get stucco, or you tell the guy, sell?
Tell him, take a loan.
What?
Tell him, take a loan.
Just don't. That's if he's giving you advice on taking a loan.
It's still getting into a very small percentage of people, but they're cloud anyway, like this. How many people actually own investment real estate?
Right.
That are day-to-day people. We're talking about...
Even savings.
5% or 1% of people.
Right, even savings. You're saying how many people have enough savings? Savings, talking about to live off for a year, right, for a family. It's a year's worth of parnassus.
They always advise you not to have enough savings because you should make the money work for you.
Okay, so I'm saying... So
let's say you have it in a fund, the same thing.
Right, fund in the same thing.
It's a tremendous amount of money to have.
What? Right. Now.
What?
It is. It's a lot of money that most people, you know, don't necessarily have easy access to. But one thing is important is that you're not mukhiv to sell at a loss. So let's say, you know, for some reason there's going to be someone that will take advantage. Listen, I'm desperate. I can't find a seller. But if I go down 25,000, if I go down 10%, 15%, I'd be able to get a seller. So you tell the guy, listen, you have assets. You can buy. You can find the buyer if you lower your price. So he's not mechuyev to do it. If the whole market is down, then he is mechuyev. Because that's good for the market now. So you're not mechuyev. You don't say, well, I want to wait till I can make more money. No, that's the market. But if the market really, you can't make it at the market value, you would have to lower your price. Then taki, you're not mechuyev, and you could and you could take the tzedakah. Okay. But what about those people? What about the other 98% of people that don't even have assets and don't have anything? L'chora, a car. You're not going to mechuyev to sell your car. That's
like your horse.
Your kli tashmish. So people don't have assets like sitting around, you know, necessarily. I mean, some people do, but how do you magdir this? Let's say a person lives month to month, but they make it month to month. They have a job and they make it month to month. So this is a psak for most poiskim. It's negia a lot of things. It's also negia matanos levyonim. So, you know, let's say, you know, we collect matanos levyonim, you give it out. So you give out to people that are having a hard time. Okay, what does it mean having a hard time? Exactly. Rav Yashiv over here in the back of Sefer Ba'ira Chatzdaka, so he has some tshuvas. He says, Mishiyesh lo maskoires kavua. Someone has a set salary, v'zel lo maspik avure, but it doesn't make ends meet. V'avur b'nei mishpachtoi smuch mal shochonoi ligmor asar chodesh. He has a salary, but he can't finish the month. Ain like kesef pitzad lahashlam as a maskoires hachodesh, and he has no savings that he can use lemeshach shana shlema. If he has enough savings to make 1 month work, but he doesn't have enough savings that between his salary and his savings he can make it through a year. Harehu ani gomer v'yotzim b'yidichav es matanas l'avyonim. But he says just. Um, So that's the gedder. The gedder is someone that basically can't make ends meet. He doesn't have a kvod jika jika. Basically means if a person has a kvod jika salary, even though they don't have money in the bank for a year, but they have a kvod jika salary that they have this job and they have a contract for a year. So they'll make it through the year because they have a job, and the salary monthly will come in to pay the monthly expenses. So anyone that can make the month with their job, and the assumption is that the job is going to continue for the year, that also counts. Where did that come from? That's the other gedder of the 50 zuz, and he's nice of a nice in imam. Because that means he has enough money that he can make it through the year on through his salary. So Mila, that's the gather of the and that's the chara more common. So anyone that can make it through the year through their job, they even though right now they don't have money for the year, but they have a mahalach how to get through the year through their regular job. That person would not be considered an ani according to this Rabbi Yashin. No, even if they have to dip into savings.
No,
even if they have.
Yeah, but only if their job plus their savings would
be cover them for the month.
For the year. For the year.
They have to have a plan.
But in other words, but let's say every month he's coming short at $1,000,
right,
and he only has $8,000 savings.
$12,000
exactly.
Savings,
right.
Plus whatever he's coming for a month.
That's the idea.
And if he doesn't, then
so in January already, he's making a cheshbon. Listen, my salary, I need $5,000 a month to live. I need whatever it is, right? So I need $10,000 a month to live. So my salary is $9,000, and I have $8,000 in the bank. It's not going to make it.
I'll never make
but if I have $12,000 in the bank, plus I'm making $9,000 a month, so now I'm good.
Yeah. Until somebody slashes his tire.
Or if they go from his job.
Or is they sleeping out?
Right, but it's something a little bit more common that
happens.
Right,
leaking the kitchen.
Today, leaving a job is common.
So even the $12,000 is not really enough.
People flood people.
Right, okay. So
right, it's enough if life goes perfect, which it never does.
No, that goes into. I assume people have a vard of like.
The copay that you
have $10,000 in savings. That doesn't generate. One breakdown in your car, that now it's mine.
That's what they're saying.
And therefore, is that considered part of your normal cheshbon for what it costs to live for a year? Or
I mean, should you cheshbon out that there's going to be something.
The answer is, if it happens, then you know you're considered.
You can't cheshbon exactly.
You can't cheshbon exactly. Yeah. So you're saying there's no such thing as knowing what it takes to live for a year?
So you don't,
or you're saying, Kufa, there's a line item of a 5% leeway line item.
Yeah, a pad is
huh? Yeah, but there's also another pad. Yeah, and then your mother may send you a birthday. I mean, it goes both ways, right?
Right.
Okay, so I don't know. You have to chash mubarak. I don't know what to say. Now, this is pretty much the psak, and the question is, it's a big shaila in the pshat over here in the Shulchan Aruch. What does it mean exactly? Does it mean that there were two opinions, one opinion? We're not going to get involved in that. But this is basically the psak halacha. The Rabbi Yashiv says this is pretty much all the place can go with. That the gather 200 zuz nowadays means someone that can make it for the year, has enough in the bank, and the gather of 50 zuz of someone making money means the guy has a job that a picheshbin he should make it through the year. If he can't make his monthly ends meet through his job, then that type of person would be allowed to collect tzedakah. Now, what about a common child?
Huh? Huh? As long as the money in the bank is actually borrowed.
So borrowed money doesn't count.
When you money, so you have a cheshbon against you stole money on the car.
Right, that's what he said. That's before here. It says here. It says a choyv doesn't count. It said already a choyv doesn't count.
Your house generally
is worth more than the mortgage. Right, your house is worth more than
the mortgage.
Your house is worth
more than the mortgage. Your car, but their house is not.
Right. So, Now, like this. Also, very common shaila. Very common shaila is a guy comes to collect tzedakah, and he says, "Listen, I can't make ends meet." Okay, I hear you. Why? Well, I'm not working right now. Okay, so get a job. Meaning, what about a guy that right now does not make ends meet because he doesn't have a job, but he could theoretically go get a job and make ends meet? So, are you mechuyev to give him tzedakah, or do you say because right now he doesn't have, or do you say no, hagufa? The point is, you should have a job to make ends meet. So, gufa, go get a job to make ends meet. So this is a very common thing, and people get frustrated. Okay, when I was in your matzav, I also had no money, and you know, all these, somehow all the rich people at one point never had money, so they can always tell someone, I also didn't have money one time, and I went to go work, whatever, right? So the question becomes, what's the getter of this? So the
I mean, what if you can't get to the job if they want? So you need some help to get to the job. Sometimes people just need a little bit of a leg up to get to where they need to go.
Right. Okay, that's true. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky here in Emes Yaakov has a hara. Sha'ela. Can you stop giving him a tzedakah so you can corner him? Say, listen, I'm not giving you a tzedakah. You start working. You can't make ends meet? No problem. Very often, by the way, the people that aren't working, right, have more parnasa than the guy that is working. And not making ends meet. Because the guy that's working and not making ends meet, no one knows that he needs money. The other guy says, this is Malach. He's making his monthly bill. He goes to this shul on Tuesdays, that shul on Wednesday. He has it all worked out. This guy he has it all worked out. But the guy that, listen, I have my job, but every month I'm $1,000 short. No one's thinking about that guy, right? So you can tell the guy, listen, you go get a job, I'll help you with the rest. But meanwhile, I want you to go get a job. So Zuck the Rabbi Yaakov like this. He says, Avada shebavadi mutar v'tzarech lasiskim. You should take encouragement to go get a job. However, but you have to realize that it's possible that there's a reason why he doesn't have a job.
Yeah,
it's not because he's just lazy. Maybe he's sick. Maybe he's ill, physically, mentally. Maybe there's something wrong that doesn't allow him to take a job. If that's the case, then he's not capable of getting a job, and then you do have to give him stock. So you can't just get upset at everyone, oh, go get a job. He says, case by case basis, you have to be ma'ayin and talk to the guy and ma'ayin and get down to the kishkas of why is it that he doesn't have a job. If your taka comes to the conclusion that he's lazy, then taka, don't give him tzedakah. Don't give him tzedakah and get, help him get a job or encourage him to get a job. But the guy that, if it's because he's not incapable of getting a job, then your taka mochayev to give him tzedakah. So he's talking to Bianca. Very, very negedik psak, because people very often would quickly run to the assumption that, it's kedai to, just go get a job and whatever. But it's not always so posh.
Nowadays it's much simpler. You have a car, a phone, that's it. You drive a job.
Not true. You have to have a car that's this. Oh, my car is 15 years old. Is that
works. You have Uber X.
I don't think so.
No. Uber X, what?
It's with the older cars. Like the newer cars, they're still like fancier in some right. states. The older cars.
I think you need to have a basic thing. You have to have insurance. You have to have this. You have to have that. Not everyone can even afford to get
insurance anyway.
I know. I'm saying that. I've had this conversation. I'm telling you this because I've had conversations with people about it. I've had the exact conversation ready with people. I said, at least do that. You could drive and no, I don't have a car for that. I've gone down that route with people. So it's not always so simple. That's the guy that Adavar, according to Bianca, according to Rabbi Yashiv, that a person pretty much clarity. Okay, I think the next shir is going to be after Sukkot. Erev Sukkot. What? There's a few things in Sukkah we have to finish, which is very common shilas, which are nidrate Sukkah. We didn't get involved in the whole sugya of nidrate Sukkah. A person made a pledge. Is there balta acher? Do they have to pay it back right away? Don't they have to pay? What if you try to give someone? You know, very often people will like, okay, I had in mind to give him, and he ran away. All these type of shilas. Or let's say you collect money. Very common shilas. You collected money for a tzvek for something, and it's not necessary anymore. I cut money for shidduchim and they broke off the shidduch. So now what do I do with the money? Right? So, or these
keepers.
So let's talk.